Okay, let's review Pesachim Daf Ayin Tes. B'muktashin ein okein. The Mishnah said that with most korbanos, even if the meat is tamei, we can still do zrikas adam as long as the chaylev still exists. So masnisin mani, Rabbi Yeshua hi. Our Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that even if either a kazayis of basar or a kazayis of chaylev remains, we can still do zrikas adam. If a half kazayis of each remains, we would not combine the two unless it were a korban ola, where all the chaylev and basar get burned on the mizbeach together anyway. Rabbi Yeshua knows that having chaylev is enough to allow zrika from the pasuk that says v'hikter chaylev l'reich nichoach la'Hashem. Similarly, if one of the Yoseris HaKavod, Vishtei HaKlayos, the diaphragm and kidneys still exist, we can also do Zrika. If, however, all parts of the animal are Tameh, but the Minchas Nesachim, the accompanying Karban Mincha, is still Tar, we cannot do the Zrika. That's not enough for Zrika. Nitma Kala Rubo, says the Mishnah, if the majority of the Jewish people or the Kohanim are Tameh, Karban Pesach can be brought B'Tumah. If only minority of the people are Tameh, the majority of the people bring Karban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, and those who are Tameh bring Karban Pesach Sheni. The Brisa adds a third circumstance that the Pesach can be brought B'Tumah. If the clay sharis are tameh, even if all the people are tahar, there is a machlokas amarayim as to the details of the case of clay sharis that are tameh. So what is it? Amar of chisal shanol shnit ma'asakim b'tameh meis. We only bring the pesach b'tumah if the clay sharis became tameh from a dead body, where the principle of cherev harei kuchal makes the kalim an avia vosa tumah, which will make the person who shechts tameh. If the knife were only tameh from a sheretz, it would be metameh the basar, but not the person. So only the tarum would bring the karban. This assumes tumah d'chiyuv b'tzibros, even if the basar has to be Tameh, we still try to see to it that only Torah people bring it. Rav Amar Afilu Tameh Nami Avdi. Rav holds, even if the knife became Tameh from a sheretz, we allow everybody to bring the carbon, because he learns from Pasuk that whenever the meat is going to be Tameh, the people bringing the carbon can be Tameh as well. Itmar, Hareisha Yisrael Mechza Tameh Mechza Tameh. And if exactly half a Klal Yisrael were Tameh, we have Machlokas Amarayim. Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Karov. Rav holds, each half is like a majority, so they both bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon, but they do it separately, so the Torah people stay Tahar. Rav Kana Mechzal Mechzal Eino Karov. Rav Kana holds that neither half is a majority, so the Torah bring it on Pesach Rishon. The Tmein either bring it on Pesach Sheni or don't bring it at all. After showing how each Rav and Rav Kana, according to both versions, can read our Mishnah, the Gemara brings brises that seem to support each opinion. Tanya Kavaseid Rav. The brise says explicitly that when it's 50-50, each group brings their own Karban Pesach. Rav Kana would explain the brise to be a reflection of a different Tana who holds a Mechzal Mechzal Karov, but he paskins like those Tanaim that say, Mechza Mechza Eino Karov. Tanya Kalishna Kamed Rav Kana. The Brice explicitly says that when it's a 50-50, the Torah bring Pesach Rishon and the Tamein bring Pesach Sheni. Rav and the other version of Rav Kana understand this Brice to be speaking about a case where if we were to exclude women from the count, the majority would be Tahar. Since women are not obligated in Pesach Rishon, we treat it like a case where the majority of people are Tahar. Tanya Kalishna Basra Rav Kana. The Brice explicitly says that when it's 50-50, the Torah do Pesach Rishon and the Tmein don't bring Karban Pesach. Rav would explain that the Brisa is talking about a case where males were exactly 50-50, but when women are taken into account, the majority are Tahar. The Brisa assumes women would be counted toward Pesach Rishon because they are obligated in it, but not toward Pesach Sheni because they are not obligated in it. The Tamei people therefore cannot bring Pesach Rishon because they are the minority when counting the women, nor can they bring Pesach Sheni because they are 50% when excluding the women from the count. The first version of Rav Kana would understand the Brisa to be speaking about a case where all the Jews, including the women, are evenly divided. When women are excluded from the count, the majority are Tameh. The Brisa assumes that women count toward Pesach Rishon, which they are obligated in, but not toward Pesach Sheni, which they are exempt from. Tameh people cannot bring Pesach Rishon because they are not the majority. It's exactly even. They cannot bring Pesach Sheni because they are the majority. Gufa, Horatio Yisrael Mechza Tar and Mechza Tmein. The Brisa quotes four opinions about how much of a majority is needed to bring the Pesach B'Tumah. Tanakam holds even a majority of a single person is enough. Rabbi Elazar ben Nasya holds that a one-person majority is not enough, and Rashi explains that he holds a two-person majority is necessary to bring Pesach B'Tumah. Rabbi Shimon holds that even if one Shevet is mostly Tameh and the rest of the Shvatim are Tahar, each brings on their own carbon on Pesach Rishon, because the Shevet is considered an independent community that has its own majority. Shevet Echad Ikri Kahel. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if just one Shevet is Tameh, we treat it like a 50-50, and everybody brings Pesach Sheni.